For those of you that don't know me, my name is Wendy Williamson, and I am one of the senior leaders here at Life Church Lichfield. Today I'm going to share with you one of the disciplines that I've developed as part of my Christian life, and particularly as a follower of Christ. As a church, we've currently embarked on M28, which is a personal discipleship journey where we're exploring with others through our life groups what it means to be in partnership with Christ. You know, I love going on holidays. Well, there's one holiday I don't love going on that I'm forced to do every day, and that's camping with my family. But to balance that up, I always book somewhere nice and hot and sunny. Anyway, I drive my family mad because I love to prepare in advance. In fact, we're going away in a few weeks, and I've also, well, in the summer, and I've also started getting things ready for that. So I really do, drive them mad. But you know that when we go on holiday, we always need to take essential items. And if you go on a flight, you're always having to take, you know, your minimized liquids, which drive me mad, you know, 100 ml of this, that and the other. And you're having to decant certain things into small bottles to carry in your hand luggage. And you've also got to ensure that if you're me, you have a change of clothes in case your case gets missing. You have your toothbrush, you know, and everything else. And swimwear in case, you know, you're there for a day of the holiday without, you know, the proper gear, because I like going places that's hot. So what you carry in your bag is really essential. But there's some, as we're journeying on this M28, I think there's some key essential items that we need to take. If we could have the next slide. The other scenario that you probably have is this. The rucksack or the backpack. My lovely daughter is a girl guide, and they're always going on weekends away and everything like that. And what you have is an endless list of items that you've got to fit into a bag this size to cope for the weekend. You've got to have your bedding in there, a change of clothes, wet and dry clothing, wet and dry shoes, you know, everything they need to squidge into a bag about this size. And sometimes, you know, it's just an impossible task. Some of the things to me aren't really essential, but there you go. But when we're flying as a holiday, we each have one of these little backpacks. And for each of us, my husband, my daughter, and myself, we have our own list of key essential items. You know, for me, it's got to be a book, a pen and paper, a game, a lovely sort of magazine. So, you know, so that I'm kept entertained and I can look after myself during the flight or the journey. And today I want to, as well as the ticket you need to fly as well, which I always keep because I know what my family are like, you have to be prepared. There's got to be some key things to help you on the journey. And as I've mentioned, as a church, we're all journeying on this M28. And I want to say, what are you going to take with you? The nice thing about this journey is that if you haven't already prepared your backpack, there's still plenty of time. And I just want to share some of the things that I've discovered that are essential on my journey with Christ. If I could have the next one. Those of you that know me well know that I love to write. Very often in church you'll see me with my lovely purple journal, my favourite colour. And I'm always sort of making notes. Now, I'm not writing down everything the preacher might be saying, but I'm listening to... Sorry. I'm doodling. No. No, but what I am doing, I'm listening to those parts of scripture or those nuggets of information that stand out to me, and I'll write them down and maybe meditate or look into them at a later date. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not sort of like checking you out and going, on the 21st of this is what you said. The other thing that I've found really helpful, I've got a best friend and she's really into these self-help books. Some of them, I find very twee, but this one, as a parent, is fantastic. It's The Power of a Praying Parent by Stormy O'Martin. And what's nice about this book, there's lots of little bits in it where you can make your own notes and your own insights and pray specifically about the journey that your child takes from childhood into adulthood. I love a good notebook. This is one of my favourites. Just look at that. It's got love and it's got, you know. And this is a bit like a, this is one of my spiritual journals. And it's got all like little bits of paper. I'm trying not to let it all fall out. Little notes, especially I've got in there notes that my daughter's written me when she loves me and she's not being angst with me. Sometimes notes and cards that people have sent me to encourage me. And I love that. I also love little books. This one is a psalm journal, and it's got various extracts of psalms in it, and you can, you know, use it as a devotional, and again, it's got beautiful sepia pages and places where you can write your notes, etc. And then one of my very favourites is this is a prayer journal for women. There are some for men and for teens. But again, this again is a 52-week scripture-based devotional and guided prayer. So if you're having problems praying or not problems or finding it hard, some of these guides are really good to help you not only on your journey but to connect with God. if I have the next one. So what does the Bible say explicitly about journaling? Well, it doesn't really. But we know that the written word and encouragement features throughout lots of scripture. So in a sense, journaling is a biblical practice. It's one that helps us to grow as Christians and to get closer to God. By keeping a record of my thoughts, my emotions, my expectations, and even prophecies, helps me to reflect and meditate on the things that I'm facing at any particular time. Often, I will look back on things that I've written or that have been said to me or feelings that have weighed me down. And it's in that looking back and reflecting that I can actually see how God has helped me through it, because I might not be feeling the way that I was then, and that happens a lot. Things that were a real burden suddenly are no longer a burden. God's actually solved them. So by journaling, it helps me to acknowledge and recognize God's hand that's been at work in my life and in the lives of others around me as well. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. Now, I'm just going to give a warning here to any theologians, because I know the context of this scripture, but I'm using it to pull out a link to journalizing. It says, "Go now, write it on a tablet for them to inscribe it on the scroll. For the days to come, it may be an everlasting witness." And for me, the written word, not just the Bible, but things that maybe people have, prayers that have been given, and I found an amazing one that someone had given me in 2020, which I'm going to have to go back to that person and tell them how the prayer and the thing they'd written to me actually has, you know, come through. It helps me to be a witness to God's movement in my life. So for me, journals provide me with an anchor in uncertain times. You know, when I'm going through it, when I'm distressed, I can always look back, not just on God's word, but on the words that I've written or people have written, that, you know, that God has but been with me on the journey, and that the main thing for me is to share witness about that, of the favour and the good things that he's been with me through the good times, the not so good times, the mundane and the marvellous times as well. Near the end of a 70-year exile, the prophet Zechariah recorded this book of stories and dreams for the people of Israel. His words inspired them to hope, as a weary nation, to hope, reminding them of God's goodness as they faced doubt and uncertainty. Zechariah's words were not just an historical record, they were a lifeline, reminding them that their journey wasn't without purpose or without end. So, I think I've harped on a lot, the next slide please, Jean, about the benefits of keeping a journal, but I just wanted to go through these key points. A journal is a powerful practice for reflection. It's also an avenue for exploring deeper spiritual thoughts, you know, to sort of look for further study, to investigate, to have conversations, of which life groups are a fantastic mechanism for doing that. It's also a way of connecting with God and expressing your hearts and thoughts and your emotions. I believe it's a spiritual discipline that can strengthen your faith. It also deepens your relationship with God because it's that communication, whether in word or in writing or in words that you speak. It's a relationship that you have, a two-way relationship with God. I think there's a typo on here, but I think it's a deliberate thing, because when I looked at it, it said it's an aid to mediating on God's word. It should say meditating, but also the words that you write are almost like a mediation between God, because some of the angst that I've written in some of my journals, it's like God's gone, you think that then? Look what I can do. So it is a bit of a mediation as well as a meditation on God's word. And I love this verse in Joshua, where it says, recite this scroll constantly. That means don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Contemplate it, meditate it, ponder on it, be imaginative both day and night. Be careful to follow every word. That means to apply it to your life. And then you will enjoy incredible prosperity and success. And in that, he's referring to you'll get an understanding of not only God's word, but his love and his plans for you. So it's also great for keeping a record of your expectations, your thoughts, and your dreams. Now, some of you could be wondering how to start. And if you Google journaling, you get all sorts of things on the internet. But I just thought these were good ways for us on this journey and as Christians to start. Have the next one. You could start by writing a verse that stood out to you. You could write some questions about the passage or the verse, and you can explore them with friends, the house group, or with Steve, the great theologian sitting here at the front. You can write some actions based for yourself on that reading. You know, that verse in Philippians, whatsoever is good, whatever is perfect, what's pure, what's just, think on these things. And that's a verse that I've used lots of times when things have been quite negative and you think that it's dark and you think there's no good things. But if you try and find the good and to think on those things, it can change your mindset. So, you know, writing an action for yourself based on your reading or what God is saying is also a good place to start. Write a praise to God. Write a prayer for yourself and for others, prompted by reading that verse. I know I've got prayers that I've written about people, and I can see in this room one of my really good friends who is an answer, Louise, if you don't mind, to a prayer of mine. You know, and I've shown her what I prayed for her years before she came to this church. Write a confession. Ask God to help you in an area that you may be struggling with, because he's here to help and to support you. And the main thing I find about journaling is that you look back and reflect on your records and use it to help others, to acknowledge what God has done for you, or to share an experience that you've walked through. Sharing your journey with others, especially about journaling, is fantastic. And I know that as a Tabitha group, we gave ladies at the start of the launch of Tabitha a personal journal for them to write in. And out of that has come amazing testimonies. And there's one that I'm going to invite the wonderful Brenda to come and share with us.
I first heard about this journal on UCB Radio. The two ladies that wrote the book actually were doing an interview, and I just knew that I knew that I needed to read to buy this book. And it's called Say Goodbye to Anxiety. Now, for me, anxiety began as long as I can remember. I had a very fearful mom, so I grew up in a very toxic atmosphere of being fearful. And then when I was 7, my best friend who lived next door, we'd been playing together. 5 minutes later, she was dead. She'd run from behind a bus and was killed. And that anxiety was always, always there. It was always part of my life. And I see now that, you know, people are physically crippled. You can be crippled in your mind. And I was crippled in my mind for many, many years. So I used to say, if I'd got a broken leg, people would be sympathetic. But because your mind is broken, they just tell you to pull yourself together or have more faith or whatever. But thank God they've never been there. So, you know, if you've not experienced it, you cannot begin to imagine what it's like. So I began journaling 50 years ago. And it started off by keeping a diary when our only child was dying. Because of hospital appointments, doctor's appointments, I needed to keep a record of a medication and everything. And then after Zoe died, the way that I coped with it, and actually that brought the best out in me. I was fighting for my child, so I forgot about me. And so the first thing that I did after she died was to write a story about her life, because I knew that I wouldn't remember all the details. And then that led to journaling. And writing down is such a therapy. And I've been through periods where I've just written and written and written. And then I had a spell where I'd got a metal bin, just a rubbish bin. And I'm sure the neighbours thought I'd got a problem because I was lighting fires all the time. And there was something about seeing that whatever I was writing going up in smoke and being set free from it. And, you know, as a Christian, then, yes, my fears, you know, just didn't have that power. And yet, in the back of my mind, if I was faced with a situation, that fear could come back as powerfully as ever. So I carried guilt that as a Christian, I was still anxious. So this book has just taken me on a journey. And when I was halfway through reading it, and I suddenly realised this is a journey through Lent, that I'd actually started reading it in Lent, and I was finishing it on Easter Monday, which was very appropriate but not planned. So, you know, if you've never suffered with anxiety, I hope that by what I've shared today, that you'll see things differently and that you'll have that understanding. And that if you have suffered with anxiety, I just want to read a little piece out of this book that hopefully will really help you. If I can find the right page. Yeah. It says, it sometimes can feel like God must love you less because you're going through something and you're not free. That you're a grade U Christian. That you don't have enough faith. Well, let me tell you, that's false. You are not less lovable because of anxiety. You do not have less purpose than anyone else because of anxiety. You are not weaker because of anxiety. Your faith is not compromised by anxiety. You are strong, capable, created for purpose, accepted, important, and not alone. You have a future that is brighter than you could ever imagine. And above all, you are loved. that my friend is set in stone.
We have the next slide. So my question to you is, what will you put in your backpack? As I said, on this M28 journey that we're all doing, journaling might not be your thing, but you need to put essential items that are going to support you as you walk this journey in your life. One of the really main ingredients that I didn't mention was my Bible. I love this Bible because it's a little replica of a Bible that my dad had in 1936. And I won't open it because everything will fall out. I've got like pictures of my loved ones, little writings in there. This is an essential item that we should all read. I know we have phones now and a lot of you read your Bible on your phones, but there's something about holding a book, God's word, in your hand. And that's what I love about journaling. It's a book that you have in your hand. It's kinesthetic and you feel it. So I hope that I've encouraged some of you. If you want to come and talk to me about possible books or have a quick look at some of my journals, I'd love to share that with you. So can I encourage you as we go on this journey to write things down? If you're like me, at my age, I forget. But looking back is so refreshing because some of the things you do forget. You forget about how you felt about something or what God has said. And you can look back and see how he's either answered a prayer or he's guiding you in a certain way. So that's what I want to share with you today about journaling and putting an essential item in your backpack as you journey. God bless you.